you're an honest sportsman in the actual game of the sport you choose, if you're honest in it, then people respect you, and that goes transcends into life. If you're an honest person in life, then people respect it. Some may not agree with it, but ultimately they respect it.
You've talked about coming out to your family and your wife and it being quite a difficult time, but in the end being honest is what you needed to be. How did you actually do that? How did you go about it?
Well, I don't think there's no easy way to do it. I think it's just sitting them down and telling them. Like I said, it's not nice being a liar. And you know, when you go to work every day with your teammates and you know you bust your ass and they bust your ass for you, but ultimately there's a part you lie into them, or like with your family, there's a part you lie into them every day, or with your wife when you wake up next to her every day. You know, if you're not a decent human being, then you wouldn't do that every single day. You know, you have to have some amount of decency for that to feel bad. And in the end, it just, you know, I felt so bad that I didn't think I deserved to have the family, the teammates, the wife. So I did think about ending it all, but you know, I'm here today on a sunny day on Scarborough Beach, and you know, I pray to God that, you know, life has turned out well for me. But you know, it's turned out well for me because I have great family, I have great support, and I'm an honest person. For once in my life, it was going to be about me, what I wanted, and also what my wife deserved, because you know, she doesn't deserve to go through the rest of her life with me lying to her. People deserve to know the truth, so it was up to me to tell my wife and then to move on and help my wife accept it and then get on with my life. Once my wife has accepted it and moved on as well.
You've been trying for kids, and you said that if you'd had kids things might have been different.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I think it's a situation that millions of men would probably go through, in the fact that you know, I think having a child maybe kind of gives you the manliness and the manlihood that possibly people wouldn't expect a gay man to be able to have. So all of a sudden, you know, you feel better for it, and it's almost like kind of an excuse. And as much as I'd love kids and wanted to have children and would have adored children, if something, maybe they were just kind of a smoke screen for me being who I really am. So you know, in a way, it kind of is a blessing in disguise that it never happened.
That all happened, is it 4 or 5 years ago?
My God, life has happened so quickly now. Yeah, probably about 5-6 years ago I'd have thought, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, your life since and the way it's changed, how do you feel about it?
Do you know what, like, now life to me is kind of, it's just like, you know, 99% of these people that I see on the beach live their life to have fun and be happy. You know, I live my life in the darkness and hiding who I was, and I used to envy people who could just be whatever they wanted to be and do whatever they wanted to do and not be judged for it. It's nice to just kind of be part of the 99% of people who, you know, don't live in fear and don't live in shadows.
And things like Dancing on Ice, Celebrities on Ice here in Scarborough, you enjoy a bit of sequins and showing off?
Yeah, mate, I've got no problem putting on a bit of sequins. I'm totally confident in who I am, and you know, sequins are part of ice skating. I've had a great experience with Dancing on Ice, now doing Celebrities on Ice here in Scarborough, and like I say, I got no problem doing anything, because I got no reason to hide who I am. So if somebody wants me, you know, to dress me up in sequins and tell me to go out there and skate, because, and if I think it's a good laugh and I think people will fun and enjoy it, then you know what, I'll do it.
So it's all it's York Pride, which is about coming out in sport this yeah, year, and being out and proud. And what's your message to anybody who's at York Pride who's struggling with coming out or thinking about it?
Do you know, it's difficult to give a generic message for something that's so personal, because you know, coming out, whether it be myself or anyone else who's kind of running on this beach, is such a personal issue that personally they need to have it. But you know what, if you have the support of probably, you know, the closest friends and closest family to you, then you've got to stop worrying about what the rest of the population may or may not think about you, because ultimately, in the scale of your life and for what you want to do for the rest of your life, they're irrelevant. The relevance is your close family and your close friends. If you have them, you know what, you can take on the world.
And what do you think about York City Knights and York City getting behind York Pride this year?
Yeah, it's great, because I think, you know, like, sport has kind of been the last bastion where, you know, it's kind of been perceived difficult for gay people, men and women, to kind of be able to perceive a future in sport and come out. And, you know, through my actions and actions of others as well, you know, I think them barriers are slowly breaking down, and seeing teams and groups and societies get behind it and support, you know, LGBT issues in the sporting world is a great way to see how the world is slowly changing. Yeah, things are slow, but do you know what? I'd rather things go slowly than not move at all.
you're part of that changing. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, you know what? I'm really proud to be part of that changing, because, you know, I'm really proud of my career. I'm really proud of everything I've achieved in it. But it's kind of, you know, my kind of pride is shifted now. It changed to a point of that I look back at my career with pride, but I look forward to what could potentially, through what I and other people are doing and fighting for, could kind of change the face of the way people see and perceive men or women in sport.
And what's your message to anyone about your pride?
Pride is all about, say, being proud of who you are. It's not about, you know, it's not about a life-changing event. It's just having a good time, having, you know, standing next to the person and not judging them on who they are, what they look like, where they come from, their background, their sexuality. Just kind of being proud of who you are and kind of enjoying the day, the weekend, or however long you decide to be there.
And you're happy to get behind your pride and support
of
it?
Of course, yeah, I'm happy to get behind every pride. I think every pride has a place in society today, and it's great to see so many people that can kind of just turn up and support it.